Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Sports Line and Videotape Show. I am your host, the closer, Heaven Hollywood. Today's show is sponsored by India Morrell, DollhouseRadio.com, as always. Make sure you follow that Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And welcome to another Saturday, 6 p.m., bringing you the exclusive. This is the SLV show, Sports Live and Videotape, bringing you exclusive and sports entertainment. Of course, this week was action-packed, you know, in the middle of the NBA playoffs, but Thursday it took a back seat. Now, the NBA playoffs, it's very unlikely to any time take a back seat, but for this it was. It's for the sport that seems like it never takes a, that never has down period. You know how all the other sports seem like they have a down time? Football never has a down time. So, it took a back seat to the NFL draft. Okay. And everyone was waiting to see where exactly some of the big names ended up. Johnny Manziel, waiting to see who went first between Jadeveon Clowney and Khalil Mack. And through a lot of speculation, a lot of people were saying, oh, the pick, they're going to probably trade the pick. Houston's going to take Khalil Mack. But in the end, they held on to Jadeveon Clowney. And Clowney became the first overall pick in the 2014 NFL draft. Second pick, the St. Louis Rams, and they chose Greg Robinson out of Auburn, offensive tackle. The first surprise of the draft probably came the third pick. Now, all of the news was that Johnny Manziel, said he let Jacksonville know he did not want to play for the Jags. So what did the Jags do? Okay, they took Blake Bortles out of UCF, a quarterback, the first quarterback chosen, Blake Bortles. And that just leads you to believe that maybe Jacksonville was going to take Johnny Manziel, because Johnny Manziel was their number one quarterback on, you know, on their list. But since the word got out that Johnny Manziel did not want to play for Jacksonville, Jacksonville took Blake Bortles. you have to believe that if Johnny Manziel never put that out there, that he didn't want to play for Jacksonville, you had to believe they were taking Johnny Manziel with that first pick. On we go. So to round out the top 10, which really Blake Bortles may have been the only surprise, but then there was some movement. Buffalo traded up and got Cleveland's pick, and Buffalo picked 4. Now, there was a word that they were interested in Mike Evans from Texas A&M, but instead they took Clemson wide receiver, who a lot of people consider the best wide receiver in the draft, Sammy Watkins. Now, I think it's this with Cleveland. If Cleveland just would have stayed with their pick, I like what Cleveland did in this draft, but they were one pick away from me loving their draft instead of just liking their first round. If they keep their pick and take Sammy Watkins, and then later on, as the whole world was watching and he was still in the green room and not being taken, Johnny Manziel watches player after player after player go past him. If I'm Cleveland, if you're Cleveland, why trade up there? Now, I know they got a pick for next year. They got Buffalo's number 1 and number 4 for next year. But if you're Cleveland, why not just stay there in that slot and take Sammy Watkins? Then later on, if you're taking Johnny Manziel, now you come out of there with Sammy Watkins and Johnny Manziel. And now you go from a good draft to a great draft. Any Cleveland fans out there, and this had to be, as they put up the ratings, they said that the ratings skyrocketed higher than it ever had when the Dallas Cowboys got on the clock. And everyone was talking about if Johnny slips to 16, that the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones was taking Johnny Manziel without a doubt. Tampa Bay goes, they take Mike Evans. Cleveland picks again, they pick for Minnesota, they traded. They didn't trade Johnny Manziel at number 8, they take Justin Gilbert, cornerback. Where once again, there, I felt as though they could have took Odell Beckham. So they take Justin Gilbert, cornerback, out of Oklahoma State. The Minnesota Vikings didn't go. And a lot of people were saying that Minnesota was also interested in Johnny Manziel. What does Minnesota do? Minnesota takes Anthony Barr. Now, I know Minnesota needs defense, but you also need a quarterback. And Johnny Manziel is on the board. And you're going to tell me that you're willing to take and risk. I know Anthony Barr is a safe pick, outside linebacker, and they definitely wanted their needs. But you're going in the next season, and later on they address the quarterback situation, and they closed out the first round by taking Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville in a trade that they got with Seattle. Seattle traded back in the first round. So they got Teddy Bridgewater, but at that point in time, you still had other quarterbacks on the board. Manziel was gone. Derek Carr was still left. I believe the kid Palapapo was still left. So let's round out round one. And if you want to call up and talk about your team's draft pick and what you think of it, the number is 646-595-4038. Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina, was the number one pick. Greg Robinson, offensive tackle, as we expected, went number two to St. Louis. Blake Bortles went number three to Jacksonville. Sammy Watkins, number four to Buffalo. Buffalo later on traded Stevie Johnson to the 49ers. So Buffalo has a nice-looking receiver court, and so does the 49ers. Khalil Mack from University of Buffalo to Oakland. Jake Matthews, the well-regarded offensive tackle out of Texas A&M, who has, of course, bloodlines in the NFL, went to Atlanta. Mike Evans, so he's down there now with Vincent Jackson down in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans with Tampa Bay. Justin Gilbert was the 8th pick to Cleveland. Anthony Barr was the 9th pick to Minnesota. And Eric Ebron, the Detroit Lions, surprisingly take Eric Ebron. After this year, they added Golden Tate. Of course, Reggie Bush is coming back. They already have Megatron. So they add tight end Eric Ebron, who's one of those Jimmy Graham-esque type tight ends. A lot of mixed reviews with that pick from Detroit. Taylor Lewan from Michigan, the offensive tackle, went to Tennessee. Odell Beckham Jr. was picked by the Giants. Aaron Donald, defensive tackle, taken by the Rams. And I'm telling you, the Rams defense now. Ooh, I don't want to face them. I don't want that NFC West with St. Louis, Seattle, San Francisco. My goodness, the defenses are rough. And Arizona, four good defenses. It's going to be hell to pay over there. 646-595-4038. Once again, 646-595-4038. If you are happy about what your team did, call up. I know a lot of Jet fans are still upset about what they did. But that's every year. Jet fans every year are upset. Every year. So we're talking NFL draft. We also got the NBA playoffs. OKC and the Clippers. The Clippers have now become America's team due to the fact that happened with their owner and things that are going on with them. OKC won last night. That puts them up 2-1. Russell Westbrook with another. He's playing very well, by the way. Westbrook yesterday, see if I get his numbers. Another day where he does not score as much as Durant, and he doesn't try to outscore Durant, which I absolutely hate when he does that. And most of the time, they do not win. It's funny, people love to say that I'm a Westbrook hater. I'm not a Westbrook hater. I just said that there's just something about him that rubs me the wrong way. I admit it. I don't really know what it is. Because the way that he is, you probably want, that's probably how you want your guy to be. Probably how you want your team, your teammate to be. Competitive, fiery. Probably how you want your team, a teammate of yours to be. But there's something about Russell Westbrook that rubs me the wrong way. Anyway, Oklahoma City take a 2-1 lead. By beating the Clippers last night in Staples, so now the next game, and you know the numbers in a 5 and a 7 game series, you know, whenever a series is tied 1-1, the winner of game 3 usually goes on to win the series 78% of the time. We know the numbers, but we just saw that not happen in the Memphis series. Because I believe that Memphis won game 3. Welcome to Sideline Foul, who just checked into the chat room. 646-595-4038. So we have the NBA playoffs, San Antonio and Miami looking like they're on a crash course to meet again in the repeat of last year, where the San Antonio Spurs absolutely blew. And I said from the beginning, I just knew that Greg Popovich, he could not have slept easy knowing that he was a main reason of why the San Antonio Spurs lost last year. And when they pretty much snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. It's hard to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But the Miami Heat were done. Done. They had their ushers rolling the trophy out on the court for the Spurs. That's how done they were. They were dead, and Greg Popovich gave them mouth-to-mouth by making some very uncharacteristic calls. 646-595-4038. So at the end of the first round, when San Francisco took Jimmy Ward, Denver took Bradley Roby, and then Minnesota, on a trade from Seattle, picked up Teddy Bridgewater. The Bengals took Darquise Dennard, which pissed me off because, being a Steeler fan, I wanted Dennard. Yeah, I know Ryan Shazier is a big, nasty linebacker, but I wanted Darquise Dennard. That's who I wanted. For the corner. Or it's not Kyle Fuller from Virginia Tech. I mean, it's just a lot of guys out there that we could have took. And the Steelers breed linebackers, so I'm not really, you know, the Steelers are going to get a linebacker. Round 2 kicked in. Now people want to start wondering, okay, what about Derek Carr? What about the other quarterbacks? And the first quarterback to go in round 2 was Derek Carr to Oakland. He's the first quarterback to go. Jimmy Garoppolo, Eastern Illinois, who a lot of people were talking about. He was the second and last quarterback taken in the second round. So only 2 quarterbacks, Derek Carr and then Jimmy Garoppolo. San Francisco with a great pick, Carlos Hyde from Ohio State. Watch him. Watch out for this kid. I think he's going to be a stud. The New England Patriots took Jimmy Garoppolo, and that fuels rumors that the Patriots are in the midst of working out a deal with Houston. Silent Falcons, as a Cowboy fan, he's glad that Jerry didn't take Johnny Football. Now, this is the only thing I mean about that. I think you're in the minority there, Sideline Foul, because a lot of Cowboy fans was upset that Jerry Jones didn't take Johnny Manziel. You saw the Cowboy fans chanting Johnny Football, Johnny Football. You do have other needs, and one of the needs are backup quarterback as well, because I believe Tony Romo is going to be coming off back surgery. And do you still have Kyle Orton? I mean, is that who's going to back you up? Is he the one that's going to take over if Tony Romo cannot play? And I do realize you have underneath, and I do realize that, you know, picking Johnny Manziel was probably, you know, I would say as a football fan and as a Cowboy fan, I would probably say, okay, let's not pick Johnny Manziel. But my thing is this. Once Jerry Jones puts it out there, once he puts it out there, I mean, you know, the Cowboy fans would be going through the same thing Jet fans are going through, waiting for Tony Romo to make one mistake so they can all start chanting Johnny Football. 646-595-4038. So in this draft, how do you think your team did? Call me up if you want a question. My Steelers in the second round took Stephon Tuitt, which I did like, defensive end from Notre Dame. I'd say San Francisco. I'm really loving their draft. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of them. Made the right moves. Houston went old lineman, second round. And they still, when we go on to round three, you figure, okay, Houston, when are you going to address the quarterback situation? And then they took a tight end, C.J. Federitz from Iowa. So by New England taking Garoppolo, you start thinking to yourself, hey, maybe they do have some sort of deal worked out for Ryan Mallett. Maybe. Because why wouldn't Houston address their needs? They took quarterback Tom Savage. Is Tom Savage your quarterback of the future? I mean, are you going in the next year? Yes, San Francisco, and I agree, had an awesome draft, and they picked up Stevie Johnson. You throw him out there with Anquan Boldin, a healthy Michael Crabtree, and Vernon Davis. And you're absolutely right. And like I said, Carlos Hyde, which I'm in love with. I have a man crush on Carlos Hyde. He's just a man running back. And I believe he will take over that slot. NBA playoffs, the Pacers yesterday. Well, folks, they look like the Pacers. And I know I've said this before. But the Pacers looked like the Pacers yesterday. And did they finally snap out of it? Have they finally snapped out of it? They hold the Washington Wizards, what was it, 69 points on their floor? On their floor. They hold them to 69 points. Sixty-three points. So the Pacers and Roy Hibbert, for the first time, has back-to-back, pretty much Roy Hibbert games. 14 points, only 5 rebounds. He did have 3 blocks. And Washington is looking like how we thought they would look. Eventually. Washington is talented, but they're still a young team. John Wall still can't shoot his way out of a paper bag. And, you know, like I said, the Pacers with Atlanta, I believe it was just bad matchups. Sometimes that can happen. I think they'll get rid of Washington pretty quickly. I know a lot of people jumped out the window and picked Washington in this series. I think they'll get rid of Washington pretty quickly. I think six is the most I see it going. I may even go to five, depending on what happens after this next game. Pacers win this next game, this is going five. I'll tell you that right now. If the Pacers win game four, it's going five. The Portland and San Antonio, same thing with San Antonio. San Antonio is struggling around with Dallas, and you're saying to yourself, they beat Dallas 10 consecutive times. What is going on with the Spurs? Just a tough matchup. And I was thinking the other way after I saw how much problems they were having with Monte Ellis. I said, oh, my God, second round they have Damian Lillard. If they're struggling with Monte Ellis, what the hell are they going to do with Damian Lillard? And the San Antonio Spurs are making Portland look like they do not even belong in the same building with them, more or less the same floor. They're making them look like they don't belong in the same building. You want to talk NBA? You want to talk NFL draft? We can talk that. We're also going to get into a little Floyd Mayweather fight. 7 o'clock, we're supposed to have our sports gossip analysts come on and let us know what's going on in the world of sports entertainment and sports news. In the meantime, we'll take a phone call, 646-595-4038. 631 area code, you're on the Sports Live and Videotape Show. 631
Hello?
Area code.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show. You are
it's
on the
me.
Sports Live
Listen.
And Videotape Show.
Okay, so I'm calling about Oklahoma City.
All right, so you're calling to talk about OKC, so you're an OKC fan.
Yes.
All right, so they're up 2-1. You're feeling pretty good about what's going to happen in the series. You're thinking they're going to win this series.
I'm hoping that they beat the Clippers, but I don't know if they're going to take Miami.
Boy, so you think they beat the Clippers. Now, what about the Spurs? Boy, you're pretty confident. You're overlooking the next round. So if they beat the Clippers, let's say they beat the Clippers, next round they would face Portland or San Antonio. How are you feeling about if they have to face San Antonio?
They could beat San Antonio also.
Oh, so you think they could beat San Antonio. So if they beat San Antonio, then but you don't know about how, even with Westbrook and Durant playing as well as they're playing, you don't believe they would be able to beat the Heat.
I'm not too sure.
Right, so now, do you like the way Westbrook is playing right now? Do you see, I mean, you hear all the criticism about Westbrook, and a lot of people criticize Russell Westbrook, I being one of them, you know, but a lot of people along social media and the media itself criticize Russell Westbrook. Do you think that's fair criticism for Russell Westbrook, or do you think he's getting... I think they criticized him a little too much.
No, it is fair criticism, but the way that he's been playing for the last two games, it's a good look. A really good look.
Well, so you're feeling good about Oklahoma City. You think that even with all of the stuff with the owner and seems like the whole world is rooting for the Clippers, you believe OKC will be able to pull this out?
Yep.
Well, they got the MVP. I don't see why not. And thanks for the call. Well, there you go. There's an OKC fan who's pretty confident. She's already talking about the finals. She's we beat the Clippers. I don't know about the Heat. Just discounted the Spurs. Disrespectful. 646-595-4038. I'll tell you one thing. And me being the ultimate Heat hater... See, the West is funny. I was saying to myself, when you look at the West, you're saying to yourself, there are four teams at the start of the playoffs that you said would have a chance against the Heat. The Clippers, the Spurs, Houston, and funny as it seems, the Memphis Grizzlies. Now people say, wait a minute. What about OKC? They have the MVP. Here's my thing. Even with Durant, I just have no confidence in OKC when they play Miami. I don't. Because you see the way Russell Westbrook is playing right now? You see the way Serge Ibaka is standing out there and hitting 20-footer after 20-footer after 20-footer? I saw this same book 2 years ago. And when they got to Miami, there was a totally different team. All of a sudden, Westbrook can't hit pull-ups. Ibaka can't hit jumpers. Durant is missing free throws. Everything that they don't do with everyone else, they do against the Heat. They do against the Heat. And I'm sorry, I'm just not interested in OKC taking out San Antonio, which they have a good chance of doing because they match, you know, they're a bad matchup for the Spurs. They're a bad matchup for the Spurs. And that was with Harden that they lost. And Sideline Foul says Miami's in OKC's head, and I totally agree. And my thing is, listen, they won last year, but they did not outplay the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs outplayed the Miami Heat last year in the finals. They outplayed them. They just made mental mistake by Pop. Terrible missed free throw by Ginobili, who does not miss free throws in the playoffs. And Sideline Foul, I would love for you to call up, if you could, 646-595-4038. Since you've been a Clipper fan, I would like to talk to you about the Clippers. 7 o'clock, we have Aaron coming in. The sexy Aaron Armani will be coming and giving us some sports gossip. But I'm rooting hard for the Clippers because, like I said, I know it may not be for the right reasons, but I don't think the Clippers could beat the Spurs. But I do think OKC could beat the Spurs. I don't think the Clippers could beat the Spurs, but OKC could beat the Spurs. But OKC couldn't beat the Heat, but I think the Spurs could beat the Heat. I also feel as though the Clippers would have a better shot against the Heat than OKC, but not a better shot than the Spurs. If you can follow me. So it's like OKC can beat everybody in the West, but they can't beat Miami. And that is the ultimate goal here, isn't it? The ultimate goal is to kill the Wicked Witch, who are the Miami Heat. Kill the Wicked Witch. If you want to talk NFL draft, you want to talk some of this NBA, and also, we had a fight last Saturday because we went on at 6 and we told you that the Floyd Mayweather, Marcos, Madonna fight was coming up. And you know, Floyd Mayweather, when he gets into a ring, you've now been programmed to whenever Mayweather gets into the ring, you're like, all right, here we go. You're going to see him counterpunch, dance around for 12 rounds, shut this guy out. This guy won't be able to hit him. But we did not see that. We didn't see that. Mayweather came out in round one. He ended up winning. If you're not with me, he ended up winning a decision against Marcos Maidana. The first judge actually had it a 114-114. That was Judge Michael Pern that scored a 114-115 draw. Bert Clements had a 117-111, and Dave Moretti had a 116-112, both for Mayweather. But this was a close fight, folks. Don't let the judges, let them fool you. This was a close fight. And I thought at one point, I said, oh, man, this Maidana is. Now remember, he's the same guy who put Floyd's boy to sleep, the big mouth dude, just the last fight they had. He put him to sleep or beat him bad. But Maidana came out aggressive. He was trying to make it a street fight, which you have to do when you face Mayweather. He had Mayweather antsy, had him complaining to the refs. That's what you have to do when you fight Floyd Mayweather. If you're not going to be more talented than him. That's out. You're not going to be more talented. So, hey, you have to make it a street fight. You know, he was hitting a little low, hitting on top of the head. But you know what? He got his attention. He won the first round in my mind. And when out of the first four rounds, I actually had Maidana winning three out of the first four rounds. Three out of the first four rounds I had it. Maidana, of course, at the end of the fight was complaining, saying he believed he won. That and the other. Adrian Broner was the guy who got knocked out by Maidana. And it's funny, what people complained about was Maidana threw 858 punches and Floyd Mayweather threw 425 punches. And people are saying, how can you lose a fight when you threw double the punches? Well, the CompuBot stats said that Maidana only landed 221 punches out of 858. And Floyd landed 226 punches, over 50%. So, people started saying, how can that be possible? As you know, Mayweather had the normal circus, Justin Bieber, Lil Wayne. You know, in the end, Mayweather, in my mind, I saw the fight. In the end, Mayweather did enough to win, I believe. But, you know, I could see where Mayweather haters would be a little upset, saying, oh, you know, it's rigged. You know the normal stuff. It's rigged. How can a man lose that threw eight, threw double the punches? But if Floyd Mayweather Jr. lost that fight, trust me, I'd be the first one to say it because I'm not a Floyd fan. I'm not a Floyd fan. However, I play fair. I play fair. And Medina, if he would have continued fighting the way he fought, rounds 1 through 4, he would have unified the belts that night. But he didn't. And I believe Floyd thought that he'd run out of gas, and he did. I believe Medina ran out of gas. I believe he took too many rounds off. And when you take rounds off against Floyd Mayweather Jr., you're going to lose. You're going to lose. You have to be busy. If you take rounds off and you don't knock him down, okay, you're going to lose. You know, I don't understand how guys, first of all, they know Mayweather. They know Floyd Mayweather is boxer's money man. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that Floyd Mayweather is boxing's golden boy. Okay? And even though Medina was a champion, Floyd was also a champion. But Floyd, and let's be honest, Floyd is considered the champion of that division. I don't care whether Medina had a belt or what have you. Floyd is considered the champion of that division. So if you're fighting Floyd Mayweather, you cannot let up. You can't take rounds off. You can't think that you have the fight won. You can't do it. Because the moment you take a round off, take two rounds off, you know, let Floyd steal around here, steal around there, that if you were not taking that round off, he may not have won. You're going to find yourself losing 115, 112. 116, 112. 115, 112. 114, 112. It's going to happen. You're also looking at, like I said, we're talking NBA draft. I mean, the NFL draft. We're also talking the NBA playoffs. The draft is now in its closing. A.J. McCarron from Alabama did finally get drafted. Drafted by Cincinnati Bengals. Round 4, the names that you want to watch out for was Devonta Freeman, running back from Florida State. The Jets at 4 took Jalen Saunders, Oklahoma wide receiver. Now, we'll see what he comes out to. Of course, Jet fans were not excited. And then they took Shaq Evans from UCLA. So the Jets did address their wide receiver slot. But Jalen Saunders is 5'8.5". And then they took Shaq Evans with a name like Shaq. He's 6'1¼". 47 receptions, 709 yards, 9 touchdowns. All right. Pretty decent height. 47 catches for 709 and 9 scores. Decent. But, of course, you know, when they took Jalen Saunders, you know, 2013, he had 61 catches, 729 yards, 8 touchdowns. But he's short. Now, I know you're saying, well, you know, we got a big receiver, we got Decker, you know, maybe these guys can stretch the field. But I believe Jet fans wanted, when they start getting into those rounds and then you start looking for other players, Jet fans wanted to see, you know, more of a splash. Now, at that point in time, you're pretty much taking the best player available. And I guess they felt as though, you know, Jalen Saunders was the best player available at that time. Six four six five nine five 4038. If you want to discuss your team's draft, as they're closing out the NFL draft, if there's something that someone did do, that your team did that you want to discuss or tweet into the chat room. If not, did you like what your team did? A lot of people surprised that Johnny Manziel fell so far down as he did. But then there were some that had projected him to fall to the second round. And, you know, on top of that, Cleveland is still, I believe, just saying the right thing. They're still coming out saying, well, Brian Hoyer, is, as of right now, is the quarterback. Even with Johnny Manziel there. Which is why I always thought if Johnny Manziel wanted to truly play, I would have went to Jacksonville. If you want to truly play and have absolutely no question about whether you're starting at quarterback, I would have went to Jags. Because there would have been no question that he'd be the starting quarterback from day one. Be the starting quarterback from day one. So, by going here to Cleveland last year, now I know he's not the sexy choice, but last year Brian Hoyer played very well for Cleveland when he was in before he got hurt. So does Cleveland now just give up on Hoyer because they got the popular pick in Johnny Manziel? Well, I'm sure that they will both try to win the jobs in camp. But Johnny Manziel has the special it factor. He's a guy everyone wants to see. I believe that they said that Cleveland has already sold, I believe they said 200,000 more, 2,000 more season tickets. Season ticket package, of course, of Manziel. So you know he's got to have that Tebow factor. He's going to have the Tebow factor. But the difference is he can actually play. 646-595-4038. The draft is closing out. And as we look at you look at your teams, certain teams stand out. I love the 49ers and what they did. Also getting Stevie Johnson in a trade from Buffalo. So now you have him, Anquan Boldin, a healthy Michael Crabtree, and Vernon Davis. And they also picked up my man crush of the entire draft, Carlos Hyde, running back out of Ohio State. I'm saying the 49ers are going to be good. They're going to be good. Seven o'clock hour. We're gonna have our girl Erin come through and give us the sports gossip for the SLV show portion. A lot of stuff going on that note as well. 646-595-4038. The quarterbacks, usually in the draft, quarterbacks are the big thing. But there was, you know, Blake Bortles, Manziel, and then Bridgewater, who was taken by the Vikings at the end of the first round. So Teddy Bridgewater got taken by Minnesota. Second round, only Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo. Of course, Garoppolo was taken by the Patriots, and all the Texan fans are looking up saying, where is Houston? And where's the quarterback? Third round, they take a tight end. I'm looking down to see if they have any more picks. Then they had another pick at 19. They took a defensive tackle. So, you're saying as you're a Texas fan, and they had another pick. They took another tackle. Lewis Nix the third. They took him. Everything was defense for the Texans. So then by round four, they come back around, and they take Tom Savage as their quarterback from Tom Savage? You let all these quarterbacks pass, and you're with Tom Savage, and that leads me to believe this. You know their coach is Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was the quarterback coach of the New England Patriots, the offensive coordinator. By Houston not taking a quarterback, I do believe, that leads me to believe that they have some sort of deal in place with the Patriots for Ryan Mallett, which is Tom Brady's backup. 646-595-4038. The world of sports entertainment is buzzing with all the Donald Sterling stuff and the Floyd Mayweather stuff. With looks like Floyd and Nelly swapped women. You see Ashanti front row at Floyd's fight. I've seen a couple of tapes of her backstage with Floyd. And then you have Miss Jackson taking pictures somewhere on some island with Nelly. And all the Donald Sterling stuff, of course. We're going to get to all our sports gossip stuff with our sports gossip reporter. Erin is live with us today on the Sports Live and Videotape Show. Erin, are you there?
Hi.
How are you, Erin? Welcome to Sports Live and Videotape Show, and this is your premiere on the from your reporters, and I'm looking to hear that you have some good stuff for us. Now, what's the latest results? What's going on with the Donald Sterling stuff?
Well, for now, I hear that his wife's trying to take over ownership.
Right.
Yes, his wife's trying to take over ownership. I hear that Doc Rivers saying that she know that she can't, but she's trying to get it. So.
Okay. So now, does she have, from what you're hearing, Erin, does she have some sort of clause or something, her being the wife, even though they're estranged, does she feel as though she has some sort of clause that will allow her to get ownership of the team?
Yes. They say that they didn't ban the whole family. They only banned him. So she figured
right.
that she could take ownership of the team. So
They
have to see. I mean, they say he races. So I'm trying to see if he races. I mean, I think the whole family is. So how would that work out?
Now, which would be very interesting because it's funny, Erin, because and we're speaking with our sports gossip reporter, Erin. It's funny because as this whole thing happened, she seemed like she tried to distance herself from Donald Sterling. Like, I mean, like people are really going to believe that. You know, she
right.
put out a statement. Yeah, she put out a statement saying she did not. You know, she. This is not her feeling. It's not the feeling of the entire Sterling family. You got to figure she's been married to him for 50 years. She had to know he
right.
was like that, right?
Right.
And what else? What else you got is going on? And because there's a lot of stuff that was going on this week. What other stories you got that you're hearing about?
With the Floyd Mayweather and Millie and all that. I mean, it's kind of crazy because I was just looking on YouTube and 50 Cent had made a video like he was like shading Mayweather, and it was kind of funny because
right.
I'm like, you guys used to be friends, so why would he even make a video about?
And so about 50 Cent, so okay, so and we all know how 50 gets down. So 50 Cent made a video of Floyd Mayweather. Now, was
yes,
he dating the whole thing with Miss Jackson and Nelly and everything?
Yes, he was like, it was saying, I don't know if I could cuss on here, but yeah, it was like he was saying like, oh, he took your chick and stuff like that. And it was like he was trying
wow.
to be funny, whatever, but yeah, he was actually being funny about it. But
so,
I was like, wow.
So has Floyd, from what you've heard, has Floyd responded 250 or to this whole Nelly thing? Because as of right now, where they stand? From what I'm seeing, from what I'm hearing, she is now Nelly's girl.
That's what I'm hearing. And I also went through the little NBA thing that
right.
the guy that used to date, the guy that used to date Tatiana.
Right.
The one that's gang.
Yes.
What was the guy that she was dating? The NBA
what?
Player?
Brandon Jennings?
Yeah, he's dating Nelly's ex-girlfriend. So, yeah.
This is something new here. So, let me get this right.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings, so Nelly's ex-girl, the one that he actually left Ashanti for, I believe her name is Tay Heckard.
Yes.
So Brandon Jennings, who and I know who you're speaking on. You're talking about what's the girl? The Google Me girl. Everyone always says that she has. They don't know what her talent is, but she's just got a dope body.
Right.
I'm drawing a blank on her name, but I know exactly who you're speaking on. It will come to me in a minute. She was dating. Brandon Jennings. I think she went on radio recently and said that he took her virginity, actually.
Oh, wow.
And yes, I believe she went on Power 105 and said that he actually took her virginity. So he's now dating the girl that Nelly left Ashanti for. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it is just crazy. Like, everybody getting ex-girlfriends, but yes, it is crazy.
And as I told you, Erin, Floyd had Ashanti front row with him.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to send you, when I get a chance, I'm going to send you over some footage. And Floyd is talking to Rick Ross, and I believe it was after the fight, Rick Ross and I believe 2 Chainz. And then I see this girl with a red hat. I said, wait a minute. So let's slow this up. Isn't that Ashanti? You know, I could spot Ashanti. I was Ashanti fanatic. I don't know what the heck is going on. We have to. That's what you're going to find out for us. Tell us next week.
Yes. I'm going to dig real deep and find out what is going on because this is kind of crazy.
We're definitely going to hear from you next week at 7 p.m. Make sure you check her out. Tell everybody if they want to get these updates and keep up, you know, with your newly found job here at the SLV show. Let everybody know where they can follow you out on Twitter. And next week, you're going to come back with some more of the juice.
You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Erin Imani. It's MSErinEmanii. Miss Erin Imani.
All right, and we're definitely going to be speaking with you next week, Erin. Great job. And I'll be talking to you during the week. And come back next week, and let's keep an eye on these stories.
Okay.
And that is Erin Imani. Well, she told us, broke some news. I didn't even know that. So Brandon Jennings, wow. These basketball players, are like the new rappers. Strippers and ex-girlfriends. Mayweather actually came out and said, as far as responding, I'm going to put Erin's Twitter in the chat room. As far as responding, I think Mayweather made a comment shading 50 and Nelly by saying, I only respond to rappers who are relevant. And he had Rick Ross and 2 Chainz backstage. And I guess someone asked him the question. He said, we're only going to respond to rappers who are relevant. Meaning Nelly and 50. Oh, man. 646-595-4038. We want to thank the callers, everybody that tuned in. Make sure you finish watching that draft. You can follow Erin Imani on Twitter. We're going to make sure we get Erin back here for some more dirt. Good job there, Erin. Once again, the show is brought to you by India Morrell and DollhouseRadio.com. My partner is gone for the week. He will be back next Saturday, so we want to shout out Adam Parsons, the comic. The closer in the comic will be back next Saturday with some more sports, some more gossip, and some more news. So enjoy the NBA playoffs. They'll be finishing up. They'll be having its game three tonight in Brooklyn. Brooklyn Nets looking to get on the board against the Heat. They're down 2-0. And the Portland Trailblazers looking to do the same. They're down 2-0 to the Spurs. Follow me at the SLV show. You can tweet me or Adam at the SLV show. And my Twitter is at Heaven Hollywood. So everyone enjoy the playoffs. And hopefully your teams made out in the draft. We'll be back next week, 6 p.m. on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host once again, The Closer, Heaven Hollywood, and we will see you clowns next week.